Blackstone Audio presents Miami Blues, a novel by Charles Williford. This book is read by Stephen Bowlby. For Betsy. Haiku. Morning sun stripes cell. Five fingers feel my hard heart. It hurts, hurts like hell. F. J. Fringer, Jr. Chapter 1. Frederick J. Fringer, Jr., a blithe psychopath from California, asked the flight attendant in first class for another glass of champagne and some writing materials. She brought him a cold half bottle, uncorked it, and left it with him, and returned a few moments later with some Pan Am writing paper and a white ballpoint pen. For the next hour, as he sipped champagne, Freddie practiced writing the signatures of Claude L. Bytel, Ramon Mendez, and Herman T. Gottlieb. The signatures on his collection of credit cards, driver's licenses, and other ID cards were difficult to imitate, but by the end of the hour and the champagne, when it was time for lunch, martini, small steak, baked potato, salad, chocolate cake, and two glasses of red wine, Freddie decided that he was close enough to the originals to get by. The best way to forge a signature, he knew, was to turn it upside down and draw it instead of trying to imitate the handwriting. That was the foolproof way, if a man had the time and the privacy and was forging a document or a check. But to use stolen credit cards, he knew he had to sign charge slips casually in front of clerks and store managers who might be alert.